Noughts and crosses. Several men were sitting around the fire in the smoking room of their club. They were talking about narrow escapes and strange adventures. "Well," said Sullivan, "I don't know that I've come in for much more danger than most, but I had a pretty unnerving experience once. Funny thing, I was dreaming about it only last night. I often do. It was like this. But it's rather a long story." "Go on, go on, go on," said the others. "It was like this, then. A friend and I were out in Australia. 25, that would be. We were fishing for sharks all along the little atolls by the Great Barrier Reef in an old schooner that we'd bought for a song in the islands. There were half a dozen Kanakas aboard for a crew, and we had a long boat and a couple of dinghies. Our headquarters were a little island called... Oh, bothered if I can remember the name now. But it was a beautiful little place. Absolutely the model of what coral islands should be. Almost unreal, though. Like the things they wangle at Hollywood. We used to keep quite a number of men there, Kanakas mostly, and a few Japs to do all the things necessary for getting the Shagreen into shape for trading. An old Chinese was overseer. He was no earthly good, but his cousin used to buy pretty nearly all our stuff at a fairly decent price, so we kept him on. The schooner was pretty ancient when we bought her, and soon it was evident that she would have to have the weed scraped off her hull and have some of the worst leaks patched up. In those warm seas, the weed grows very fast on the bottom of a ship, and it cuts your speed down badly after a while. She was not a big ship by any means, quite small, even as island schooners go, so we thought we could careen her ourselves and do most of the work. We had an amateurish sort of runway put together, and by getting all our men on the other end of a cable, we managed to beach her. For a couple of days we got the Kanakas to clean her hull. It was absolutely encrusted. Meanwhile, we went out in the whaler with Billy, an Australian Aboriginal. A wonderful man he was, with a spear, too. I remember how he used to... But I'm wondering. Besides Billy, we had a young Japanese called Fujimoto, and a Kanaka from Samoa, whose name I forget. We meant to go out to a little atoll where we had a hut and some stores, picking up what sharks we could on the way, and to come back by way of another island where there were some water barrels that we'd left. The trip was to take a couple of days. By then the Kanakas would have cleaned the hull, and the holes could be patched. We preferred to do that ourselves. We set out in the early morning. The mast had been stepped, and we made pretty good way under mainsail and jib, the breeze coming over the quarter. The steering was rather tricky, but my friend knew the channels through the reefs perfectly. It was some time before we got out of the network of shallow reef-bound lagoons, but when we reached the other side of the big reef, where you look down to the bottom through 5 fathoms of clear water, we kept an eye open for our fish. There's an awful lot of nonsense spoken about the man-eating propensities of sharks. I know there are fully 100 types of shark. There may be many more than that, but only about 6 are man-eaters. Still, the tiger shark of the Pacific is a really ugly customer. So is the white shark. And that hideous brute, the hammerhead. We usually got the ordinary little fellas, about 5 or 6 feet long. Billy speared the smaller ones, and we got the rest with great lumps of meat, stuck on hooks, rather like those that butchers use, but with a barb. On the way out we didn't have much luck, and we decided to stay out fairly late to see whether we could make up for it, when we noticed that the sky was looking very queer. In fact, it was obvious that we were in for the very devil of a storm. If we'd not unshipped the barometer while the schooner was being careened, we should have been warned by the falling glass before we started. But it had been put out of harm's way. We made straight for the atoll, and we'd got the whaler well up the beach.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?